Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Bill Dunkelberg's our guest, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg's chief economist for the NFIB, nfib.com. And you can find his survey, Small Business, the Survey of Small Business Optimism, the NFIB Small Business Optimism Survey, or Index. That's what it is, isn't it, Bill? I always say that wrong, don't I?
Well, you got
Optimism
it right.
Index.
The Optimism
right.
Index and all its components, and there are all there. And you can look at my lengthy, wordy report. There's probably some little mistakes in it, typos at smallbus.org, smallbus.org, or on your website.
And the commentary is not that long, folks. It's worth the trip. Be sure to check that. Yeah, and Bill allows us to post it on our site, which we're very grateful for. Bill, I want to talk about something I'm very concerned about. I want to get your level of concern for this or not. The reason why Europe is not able to grow, has less of an opportunity to grow their way out of their problems, is because they don't have an entrepreneurial sector over there the way America does. One of the things that people aren't taking into consideration enough, I think, is that if we can ever get this economy optimism turned around, America can, we don't have to tax our way, we don't have to cut our way to solvency. We can, half of that solution can come from growth because we have an entrepreneurial sector. And one of the reasons we have an entrepreneurial sector is because we have independent community banks all across the country where small business owners can build a personal banking relationship without a computer, without credit scoring, and do business. Bill, that's the differentiator between Europe and America, as big as anything I know, and I'm worried about the health and the growth and the future of independent banks in America. How am I wrong to worry about that?
No, I think you have a legitimate concern. We have a lot of things going on right now that are detrimental to banks. One that's very important, of course, is the Fed's monetary policy, which is really making it very hard for the small banks to make money. I mean, the small bank, you know, you have to have a building and you take in savings and you lend it to the local community, to small businesses and consumers in the local community. And so your cost of funds is really driven by the bank and hiring
and
staff.
Local deposits.
Right, local deposits.
Meaning giving you her money in a CD.
Yeah, and you can't, the big banks played it a whole different way. First of all, they can issue bonds. That is, they can borrow at these ridiculously low rates that the Fed now is enforcing in the marketplace. They can borrow overnight money at 30 basis points, 18 basis points, actually. I mean, so the big banks have a great advantage, and, of course, they're reporting record profits are doing very well, while the small banks, who financed the million housing starts that we're missing right now, et cetera, you know, we're not able to grow. It's very hard to make money. And now we've got new requirements holding more capital, which, of course, you don't earn money on in particular, holding more capital. It was supposed to be imposed on the big banks who put the system at risk, but at the moment the Fed decided to impose it on all the banks.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that's really going to drive some banks out of the market.
This is part of what I'm concerned about. And so, consequently, more and more small banks are going to be absorbed by big banks. They're going to become for sale that ordinarily would not have been. And that's going to take up a small business Main Street relationship player out of the marketplace. And 10 years ago, you wouldn't have worried about that because you and I would have gone out and started a new bank. Today, you can't even do that, Bill.
Right now, because of the weakness in the banking system and that nobody's borrowing, the feds have decided that they won't allow any new charters to be put in place. Now, there probably are some places in the U.S. where a charter, you know, would be helpful. That is, in areas where, you know, the economy is really growing. But as usual, when you manage the whole country from Washington, the one-size-fits-all model will certainly create all kinds of problems.
But the other thing, Bill, is the capital required to start a bank today is prohibitive for small banks.
Well, it's certainly bigger. It's going to be made bigger
And the regulatory oppression on them. To start from a standing start, brand new, to be regulated the way they're going to be regulated right now, without having to grow, without being able to grow into it, like your bank did and other banks have done. I think people are going to say, you know what, I can put my money somewhere else, and that's not good for entrepreneurs. That's not good for Main Street, and that's not good for America, Bill.
That's right. The banks are important entrepreneurial institutions. They're little independent banks.
Yep.
And they manage themselves in ways that fit the community that they're in, not the way some big Washington bureaucrat thinks they ought to do
it. And Washington and Wall Street are the enemies of – that's another way that Washington and Wall Street are the enemies of Main Street, folks. I've been saying it for a long time. This is proof. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim. Take care.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I'll see you after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.